The coronavirus has put a big dent into a lot of people's summer plans. Backyard barbecues have been put on hold or much less capacity and attendance at them. Traveling has made a lot of people squeamish. No Brewers games to go to in person. A bunch of summer events and festivities like the state fair slated to begin this week have been canceled or at least scaled back. When you actually do something, you got to be mindful about keeping your distance, wearing the mask, being more diligent about cleanliness and hygiene. But you could still do stuff, especially outside, and we've still got a bunch of summer left. So now we want to hear from you. How have you been making the best of the situation? What are you doing outside? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How have you been enjoying the outdoors? Anything outdoorsy on your list for the next couple few weeks? Where in Wisconsin have you spent time outside? Do you have a favorite park to visit, favorite activity? What's the most fun you've had this summer under the open sky, near or a little bit far? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I asked around the Central Time team. They let me know some cool stuff they've been doing. Bill Martin's producer says he built a pretty spiffy mailbox garden this summer. He says it's the nicest one on the street. He and his wife are reaping the harvest from their big raised garden in the backyard, too. Lots of tomatoes, and he says he's been doing a lot of photography and taking early morning walks in the neighborhood. Producer Tim Peterson and his wife and a couple of friends and associated dogs recently hiked, physically distanced, around the Natural Bridge State Park in North Freedom. There's actually a pretty rad natural bridge there. That was actually the first natural park I visited when I moved to Wisconsin those many years ago. Our executive producer, Judith Sears Poisson, has been inspired by seeing friends' social media posts about exploring new-to-them places close to home. She's making a list of those suggestions and exploring them when she can. On Sunday, she visited a lovely conservancy, she says, just west of Madison that's being restored as an oak savanna. Well, now, how about you? How have you found ways to enjoy the summer at 800-642-1234? That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Waiting for a couple callers to come in. There we go. We've got Mike on the line in Franklin. Mike, hi.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about? What are you doing outside?
Like I was telling your screener, I used to do a lot of runs during the year. And since those got canceled, a lot of the training that I would do with running on some of the trails in the area, like down by the lakefront, things like that, I haven't done those. And a real easy way for me to keep distance and still get some exercise has been biking. One of the things that I've done is there have been some challenges that have been put out by the Trek Bike Company. And so, you know, they're trying to, you know, do 100 miles or 500 miles or 1,000 miles in the month. So one of the things that I did is my brother and I got together, and he lives in Mequon, and we took the interurban trail that actually goes all the way up to Port Washington. So we got a chance to see the marina up there, got a chance to see a lot of places that you normally wouldn't see, you know, along the trail because you're off the major highway. So, and we got some really good exercise as a result of it. So that's been really fun.
Fantastic. It's a win-win. Mike, thanks a lot for getting us started at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Madeline now in Lake Geneva. Madeline, hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
Great. What did you want to tell us about, Madeline?
So a couple of weeks ago, we took a drive north and west from Lake Geneva to a place called La Crosse, Wisconsin. But prior to getting there, we went to the Driftless region, which I had never even known about. There are, I think, 20 square miles in the Driftless region of the state that allow people to access farmers' properties and be able to fish on the river. We actually fly fished, but people who were beginners that we were standing next to were picking trout out of these gorgeous rivers next to cows that were grazing next to us. And were complete beginners and had such a blast fishing. And then we found ourselves in La Crosse, at a wonderful restaurant called The Waterfront, watching the Wisconsin River and our first experience with steamships and barges going by. So
fantastic.
Our children had never even seen either of those spots in Wisconsin.
I love it. Great parts of the state, both of them. And yeah, I love seeing the barges go by on the Mississippi. Madeline, thank you so much for calling in. We are taking your calls about how you are enjoying the outdoors during this unusual summer. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ben joins us now in Chippewa Falls. Ben, hello.
Hi there. Just a few days ago, I came back from 8 beautiful days in the Boundary Waters in northeastern Minnesota with my brother, my son, and my nephew. It was by far the best camping trip of my life, 31 miles by kayak and canoe, and we made it out alive. Great time, and it was all outdoors, no phones, no anything, and it was great time.
That sounds fantastic. Any food highlights for your campfire cookery, Ben?
Lots of bass, just fried in a little bit of butter with some cornmeal and potatoes, a lot of potatoes, quite a few potatoes.
Sounds fantastic. Potato packets and things like that. Ben, thank you so much for calling in at 800-642-1234. Our technical director, Sarah Hopeful, has been doing a lot of camping herself, biking and hiking at state parks. Even just going for a night or two feels like a mini vacation that's safe, she says. Time for one more caller, if we can get them ready. Dylan, yes, in Red Granite. Dylan, hi.
Hey, I've been spending my summer out and helping my local farmers out their fields and helping them raise some cows and stuff.
That's fantastic, Dylan. That sounds like a great, productive way to spend your summer, and you get outside, too. Thanks so much for sharing that, Dylan, and thanks for all of your calls. Well, you can keep it going, by the way, over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know what you're doing, big or small, to get outside and enjoy the summer during an unusual, to say the least, summer travel season. Thanks for everybody to call in. Another 3 or 4 weeks now until the school year starts up again, so get out there and make the best of it. It looks like we've got pretty decent weather for the next few days. Sunshine, temperatures in the 70s and 80s, not a real big chance of rain, I understand, till the weekend. And by I understand, I mean weather nerd and producer Bill Martins tells me that. If you didn't get through on the air, email ideas@WPR.org, tweet us at Central Time WPR, or again, you can post over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.